know that it's from great success. They decided to hype the price up, unfortunately. But see, last year there was a problem with space allocation. We do admit that. But that was mainly because they had Charles First taking the majority of the aviation village up with vehicles. Children love to see the World War II items firsthand and actually be able to interact with them, you know. And they actually get educated as well. But sadly, that's come to an end because the greed of the council just could not justify £200. They don't understand this business. It's more of a labour of love than anything else for educating the kids and stuff like that. But we just couldn't. £200, that's really ridiculous. Sadly, we'll not be doing it again unless they actually reduce the price.